Boston University women's soccer continues the win streak with a 6-0 senior day victory over American. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Megan Burke. A lot to choose from on what went right, but what sticks out most in your mind?
Looking, obviously, a 6-0 score with six different goal scorers, I think that's what sticks out the most. It's just great when you have a threat from all different positions. We got, obviously, a couple forwards, a couple mids in there, and even the center back. So it's always good to see a couple different goal scorers on the box score, too.
Open up to questions.
Coach, would you say early in the match, American was maybe pressing you guys a little bit more than Holy Cross had on Wednesday?
I wouldn't say that they were pressing us any different. I think their game plan was the same. Really just to, we outnumbered them in the midfield, so just to tuck in a wide forward. It's just all the execution piece of it. I thought they did well at the start of it, but I also don't think our tempo was high enough. So probably hurt us a little bit in build up in the beginning.
And your width kind of stood out, especially in the last two goals with the crosses in. Is that sort of the buildup that you like to see, kind of getting it out wide to the wingers and then seeing them just run and play balls in?
Yeah, we've been emphasizing that a lot, of really stretching the width and getting our wide forwards wide and high, and they've been doing an awesome job at that. Our interchange has been great too, so not only are our wide forwards getting wide and high, but if they do cut in, we are getting midfielders that overlap and get in that wide space too, so just filling all of those pockets.
And that's five wins on the bounce, I believe four clean sheets in a row. What's kind of the key heading into the last two games to keep that form?
Continue our defensive principles. They've obviously been rock solid in the back line, but it really starts from our forwards. So to continue that, and then obviously on the flip side in the attack, continue to take chances. I think we got 29 shots on goal again, so some of those chances are always going to fall. So we have to continue to take those opportunities and get on the end of them.
Lastly, Coach, what can you say about this senior class from what they have accomplished? Obviously, job's not done, I'm sure, in your mind and their mind, but just with all the festivities surrounding them this weekend, what do they mean to this program?
I mean, I said to them the other day, but they're truly the heartbeat of this program. What they bring on and off the field, I can't even put into words, but their leadership above all, it's so noticeable to everyone on the field and to obviously our staff in general too. But it's an awesome senior class, and we hope to just continue playing on Nickerson as long as we possibly can for them.
Now joined by Helene Tiberzi right after her senior day win over the Eagles. Helene, just your overall emotions, not only with the pregame ceremony, but getting a massive win here on Nickerson Field.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the team. Before the game, we were all talking about doing it for the seniors, and it was really great to score on my senior day and be there with my team.
Open up to questions.
Yeah, so obviously as one of the lead kind of center backs on the team, senior day, do you enjoy the clean sheet or getting on the score sheet?
Oh, that's funny. I do really enjoy scoring, but the past couple games having that clean sheet has been like really great for the team and the team morale. So maybe the clean sheet.
Okay. And would you say the team's defense is kind of, are you guys aware of the current streak you have at home without allowing a goal?
Oh, no.
It's been since August 21st.
Wow.
The loss 21st, the loss to Fairfield. Other than that, you guys are perfect so far at home. So is there any extra boost that you guys get playing at home? Or?
Yeah, we're just proud to play on Nickerson and defend Nickerson. That's what we say before every game, defend Nickerson. So I guess that might be our boost.
And last question, what do you think the key to the last three games of the regular season is?
Staying consistent. I always tell the team to like focus on the little details and focus on little details with defending and attacking, and everything's clicking at the right moment.